Thank you for calling Legacy Insurance Group. This is Sean. How may I help you?
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Hi, Katarina. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I just have a small issue that I need to talk with you about.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, actually, I've been traveling, and I got my mail when I come back that my plates are suspended. And I have contacted one of your representatives. They said that I should come back with a call on Monday to my agent. I got like a letter, FR-19, from the DMV.
FR-19, that sounds like it is a requirement in Maryland.
Yes, and that's like when I stopped the insurance with that company and I switched to Erie. So if you can like send or complete that form and send directly to DMV in Maryland.
But what exactly does the DMV need to verify?
Let me bring this letter 1 second because I have it with me.
Because usually an FR-19 is they want to see proof of coverage in Maryland, but we have only insured you in Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Now, how can I show them the proof of coverage?
That would be a request through the company that was insuring you in Maryland.
So I need to have another company in Maryland.
Well, the company that you were originally insured through.
But I don't have one. So it says here, suspension notice, vehicle registration plates are suspended. So the Motor Vehicle Administration has not been able to verify the insurance coverage for the vehicle listed above. Now, section blah, 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 Maryland vehicle law requirements that the owner of a motor vehicle to maintain the liability insurance during the registration period. Your vehicle registration is currently suspended.
So how long did you have a vehicle in Maryland?
For how long?
Yeah.
For a year and something.
During that whole time, you never had insurance on the car?
I had the insurance with the guys, but looks like they sent a notice to DMV that I'm no longer with them, and I switched to your company, to Erie.
Yeah. So did you register your car in Virginia when you moved to Reston?
No, I didn't yet. That's the problem.
So that's the problem, because
yeah,
I think perhaps the Virginia DMV can assist you. We can show proof of coverage as of October the 4th when we started your policy in Virginia.
Yeah, because this, I believe this is what they need. And then, because actually I lost my my driver license over there overseas, and I asked somebody to mail it to me. So right now I'm in the process of getting my driver license back from overseas.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure what they want to see is verification of coverage in Maryland. So perhaps you can retroactively register your car in Virginia back to the date of October the 4th. And then there's no lapse in coverage. What day did you cancel your insurance in Maryland?
December 7th.
December 7th. So you had two policies for almost 2 months?
I think I had the policy only with you guys. Oh, it was before Liberty Mutual General Insurance Company.
Yeah, so we've only been insuring you in Virginia since October. You can send me the form. I'll read through it. There is a chance, mm-hmm. though, that I may not be able to help because the FR-19 is a Maryland form. They want to see that you have had coverage in Maryland. So you have got to let them know that you're no longer living in Maryland and you've got to register your car in Virginia.
But then they will ask for proof in Virginia?
Yeah, we can show them proof in Virginia.
Can you do that? Can you show them proof in Virginia? And can you, like, write a note? Because I'll have to, I believe, drive there in Maryland back.
Well, it's two different DMVs, so I can show the Virginia DMV that you have coverage.
Yeah, but I didn't go yet to Virginia DMV.
I know, but you must as soon as possible. And it may be easier for the Virginia DMV to show the Maryland DMV that, yes, you have had coverage on the car in Virginia since October the 4th. Have you gotten your Virginia license yet?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. Yes, so we need that also.
Now, if my plates are suspended, I legally cannot drive, right?
You just have to
return them.
You just have to straighten out the miscommunication that's going on between Maryland and Virginia DMV. Maryland thinks that you have no insurance at all, so they have no record that you have moved to Virginia.
Okay, so I'm just going
to... It's very important that you go to Virginia DMV right away.
That's going to be on Friday.
Yeah, bring your proof of coverage from your Virginia policy and show them, hey, I've been a resident of Reston since October, but I haven't registered my car. Is there a way that you can help me out and retroactively register it? Back to
what happened if
October?
I return the plates back and just get the new plates here in Virginia?
So I believe that you can. That's why they sent you the letter, is because you're driving Maryland. You're driving your car with Maryland plates. And you canceled your insurance in Maryland. That's why you got that notice. I would go to Virginia DMV,
mm-hmm.
and instead of returning the plates, see if you can just transfer the registration from Maryland to Virginia.
Mhm. Okay. So that's gonna be on Friday, I think so.
Yeah.
And it's just there's like $150 fee for 30 days.
Right. You will have to pay that if they cannot resolve the issue for you. So when you go to Virginia DMV, they should let you know whether or not they can then help you.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that it should be done next time is if you move from one state to the other, you have to go to the local DMV and register right away.
Okay.
Otherwise, you could find yourself, having problems like this.
Okay.
So they may be able, you don't necessarily have to bring your plates back to Maryland. They may be able to just give you Virginia tags.
Uh-huh.
And if they do require the plates to be returned, they may be able to have you turn it in at the Virginia DMV and mail it back to Maryland. But in their system, they think that you are still living in Maryland. But they are not aware that you... now live in Virginia. That's why when you move to a new city or a new county, You have up to 30 mm-hmm. days to notify.
I had like 60 yeah. days I was looking yeah. for, but I still yeah. didn't. I know.
Yeah, so you learn from your mistakes.
Yes, you're right. Anyway.
But make sure that you get your Virginia driver's license while you're there, because we need a copy of that.
I will.
That's the best advice that I can give for now.
Okay.
Maybe the Virginia DMV can help you take care of that
they
problem.
They will actually. No, I don't think so. They'll actually make me get the Virginia driver license, and then.
Yes.
I don't they think they will do that. I have to resolve this by my own.
Yeah. So whether or not they can help you means maybe you won't have to pay the penalty, but if not, then, you know, it's just a learning lesson. Next time you'll do things differently.
Yep. Okay, Sean.
So please call me or email me once you have the updated license, or if you mm-hmm. have any other things that I can help you with in Virginia
sure.
after your visit. Let me know how I can help.
Okay, sure. I will talk to you.
All right, Miss Ekaterina. I hope you have a pleasant rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good one.